Now the father reminds the son of the family tradition. Among all mankind's craftsmen who dwell in the land, as many as Enki, called by name, you'll recall that Enki is the god of intelligence, the god of organization. No work is as difficult as the scribal art. And if not for song, that is poetry, song and poetry, they were the same in this language. If not for song, you wouldn't be listening to my counsel, and I wouldn't be repeating to you the wisdom of my father. That is, and here we return back to the work of the god Enki. Writing enables organization, organization enables tradition, and that enables the establishment of order in society. So within this small framework, as a scribe, I received the scribal inheritance from my father and the wisdom that comes with it. I want to transmit it to you. But you, as a child, are resisting. It is in accordance with the fate decreed by Enlil. You'll recall that Enlil has the creator position. There's Anu, the great god, Enlil, the heaven god, who's involved in creation, and Enki, the organizing god. So these different gods are being invoked. It is in accordance with the fate decreed by Enlil for a man that a son follow the work of his father. And this was, of course, the idea in the ancient Near East and in the ancient world generally. Okay, well, the father's made his case. The son is a gadabout. The son should be working in school, but isn't. The son doesn't appreciate that he doesn't have to work. So the father returns to his own problem. I, night and day, am tortured because of you. Night and day you waste in pleasures. You have accumulated much wealth, have expanded far and wide, have become fat, big, broad, powerful, and puffed. But your kin waits expectantly for your misfortune and will rejoice at it because you looked not to your humanity. This phrase again. Notice that the father makes the point that the son is not a failure. The son is rich. He's big and powerful. So he's not saying, well, you haven't achieved anything. He's saying, in my terms, as a scribe, you haven't entered into the scribal profession and inheritance. So I consider it a failure. This, too, is a remarkably modern conversation. I would say, as a college teacher, I've heard variants of this conversation from parents and children many times. Parents complaining about their children, children complaining about their parents. Now, the father has complained about his son, but as he said in that short parenthetical expression, who is the man who can really be furious with his son? He can't really curse his son. What he expects is a change of behavior. And he ends this poem slash essay. You could think of it as a combination of poetry and narrative, poetry and argument, with a prayer for the son. For him who quarrels with you, may Nana, your guard, save you. From him who attacks you, may Nana, your guard, save you. May you find favor before your God. May your humanity exalt you, neck and breast. May you be the head of your city's sages, that is, scribes. So he's making a prayer to the gods, and he's holding out the hope that the sun will change. May your city utter your name in favored places. May your God call you by a good name. May you find favor before your God, Nana. May you be regarded with favor by the goddess Ningal. So the gods, in all their forms and manifestations, the members of the pantheon are called upon in the poem, essay, and in the invocation that follows it to help this young boy. So to recapitulate the argument, this young man doesn't have to do physical labor, but he neglects his studies. He's told to seek out the first generations, something we see recurring in ancient Near Eastern thought. Seek out the first generations. We also find this in the book of Proverbs. And let us relate this to an idea that's come up in a number of lectures. The first generations are the better generations. The first generations got it right. They are closer to the beginnings of their respective cultures, when God or the gods gives the law and gives the arts. Many societies have the idea of giving the law, but